Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You know, they say some things are meant to happen. So lastminute.com. Yesterday afternoon, I got in touch with Michael Waldron, assistant curator in the Crawford Art Gallery. And I was just wondering if he'd be able to have a chat for about 5 minutes about what's going on in the gallery. And he was actually in the gallery at the time, preparing for the opening of an exhibition. In fact, things were very busy. So I'm really grateful to him for giving me a few minutes out of his busy schedule to talk to me about a painting that was there when we first met. Michael, admittedly, it's been a while since we've spoken, but I actually remember the first time we met was in one of the galleries in the Crawford, which had been temporarily vacated, and the space normally occupied by Sean Keating's Men of the South was exactly where we were standing, because we were talking about one of the Zurich Portrait Prize exhibitions, I think.
We were indeed. I think that's wild to think it's so long ago. I'd say late January, early February 2020, before the world changed.
My God, pre-pandemic, 2.5 years
pre-pandemic.
Ago. A lot of water watercolors have gone under the bridge between now and then.
Well, hopefully not under the bridge. But I suppose now we've removed the Zurich Portrait Prize and Men of the South is back where he belongs. So it's kind of full circle.
And tell me, how old is he?
The painting is 100 years old.
My God.
So it was completed by Sean Keating in 1922.
100 years ago.
And it was exhibited. Yeah, and it was exhibited at the Royal Hibernian Academy, followed by the Munster Fine Arts Exhibition, which was actually displayed in our sculpture galleries in 1922. So 100 years later, we've had the painting in the collection for 98 years. 100 years later, there it is being celebrated.
I think it's probably one of the most iconic paintings in the gallery. It's certainly one that most people would recognise as soon as they see it. Give me just a brief description. What do people see when they look at The Men of the South?
Well, I suppose it's become iconic, which is often almost an overused term, but it has become iconic because it is so much connected with people's memories, people's lives, and the life of the nation as it came into being.
Yeah.
For all the world, it's actually quite a simple painting. It's large in that, you know, it's about 2 meters wide.
Wow.
And it is a portrait, a group portrait, of six men. They're all kind of in khaki and green clothing. And they are all members of the Cork No. 2 Brigade, who patrolled North Cork throughout the War of Independence. So essentially, they are playing a waiting game in this portrait, with the North Cork hills rolling behind them.
And the interesting thing is they're all looking in the one direction, obviously, at whatever they're waiting for.
Well, they are. And I suppose my interpretation of that is that Sean Keating, the artist, understood art history. And he understood the power of images from the past. And this is like a Greek frieze.
Yes.
So if you can imagine, in sculpture, a procession of heroes that are all moving in one direction in profile. And for good measure, in the top right-hand corner, in the direction they're all looking, there is a laurel tree. And of course, laurel is associated with victory.
The Roman laurels, isn't it? Honest, you wear them when you've won the prize. Yes.
Precisely, the laurel wreath on your head.
Yes. Now, what's the exhibition doing? Is it putting everything into context? Is it a history lesson? What is it?
It's putting things into context in that, I suppose, we're celebrating the centenary, so 100 years of Men of the South, and it's placing it within the context, I suppose, of its making. So we have borrowed works that aren't in the collection from private lenders and also from Oras an Uachtaráin. And I suppose we're pulling together paintings that tell the story of the making of Men of the South, including a portrait of Sean Moylan by Sean Keating. Then there's the first version of Men of the South that Keating made and put to one side. And they're reunited for the first time, we think, in 98 years. And then elsewhere in the exhibition, we kind of give the context of 1920s Ireland. So it's a bit of a history lesson, but it's not a heavy history lesson. And as many stories as we tell, there are many others that we could have told. And I suppose the exhibition asks that question. It's titled As They Must Have Been, which is the words of Sean Keating himself. But it kind of casts doubt, as they must have been, as if, you know, we're trying to reassure ourselves that that's the way things were.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, the exhibition is about the power of art to shape our memories or hold our memories into the future.
Now, it's time to drop a few names, because it looks like the Men of the South are keeping some very famous company over the length of the exhibition, which runs until the 25th of September.
It does. So I suppose it's designed to run all the way through Heritage Week later in August, and then through to Culture Night towards the end of September.
Great.
And I suppose we're very, very fortunate that we've been able to borrow Sean Keating's An IRA Column from 1921, and that's kindly on loan from President Michael D. Higgins himself at the Oras. And then other artists represented in the exhibition would include Margaret Clark, Mainey Jellett, Paul Henry, John Lavery, Louis Labrocki, and Jack B. Yeats. So really big names in Irish art of 100 years ago, but also still today.
Oh my God. And are they all looking in the same direction?
Well, they're all looking at each other, I think. And it's funny, because a lot of those artists would have been exhibiting together in 1922 when Men of the South debuted on the world stage, essentially. You know, this is a really, well, it's historically interesting for the general public. It's also hugely interesting for people who are descended from those who are depicted in the painting.
Yeah.
And there are so many of them right across the Munster region. So it has great local interest and emotional interest, but then a much broader appeal, as I suppose, looking back 100 years to where we were then. And there are many kind of resonances with today.
Listen, I'm going to leave it at that, because if I ask any more questions, we might be, well, spoiler alert, because there is Men of the South at 100, an oral history, which is a tour that's taking place on the 18th of August. So I don't want to kind of blow the tour really in advance by, as I say, spilling all our beans beforehand.
Well, everyone will be very welcome to that. So at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 18th of August, in the gallery, we'll be joined by Maurice O'Keefe from the oral history project Irish Life and Lore. And he'll be discussing, I suppose, the oral history of Men of the South and how that was gathered over time, and what we can learn from different sources and kind of the sources that are handed down from family member to family member.
Michael, listen, I'm holding you up because there are people in the building at the moment who have come for the opening of the exhibition, and you've literally given me 5 minutes out of your day, if not more, so we can go back over 100 years in the life of an iconic, for once I can say it deserves the label iconic, as they must have been, Men of the South from 1922 to 2022, opening today and running till the 25th of September with an oral history tour along the way. Again, as always, I've enjoyed the journey. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks a million, Connor.
So that's As They Must Have Been, Men of the South, the exhibition running from 1922 to 2022, actually running until September the 25th, covering 100 years of that painting. keeping some very, very good company that it has kept over the years at the Crawford Art Gallery. Well worth a visit.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.